Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I'm so happy if you guys are listening to this or watching this. So happy to have all of you guys here. Okay, so yesterday, midterms happened. Okay, the red wave did not happen, obviously. The House looks like it might go to Republican. Senate still up for grabs. There are some races that still haven't been called, which are weird, which I will show you guys on my screen here in a second. Just before I go into this, hopefully none of you guys are freaking out. I thought if it did, if the elections did happen, there was going to be not necessarily a blue wave. I guess that'd be a bad way to say it, but that they were going to retain control of possibly both houses, maybe even just one, which would kind of be, you know, not good for us, but take you over here and show you guys. So it says 31 of 35 seats up for election have been called for the Senate. So you guys can look over here at the side. Like I said, the Mark Kelly, Adam Laxalt thing. Yeah, for the U.S. Senate, because they're calling it for Kelly in Arizona, but Laxalt looks like he's up in Nevada. So those are kind of some key races to look at. Which is weird because they still haven't called them. Why? They're only saying, oh, some of them 67%, some of them like 70-some. And I'm like, it doesn't take that long to count ballots. So it's, there's cheating going on, blatant cheating going on. Friday I'll have more articles on like the machines, all the weird stuff that's going on in Arizona, which there is. But good thing, J.D. Vance won. So that's good. That's good for our side. Like I said, good news and then the bad news. And it's not necessarily bad news. It's just, I don't think it's time yet for the red wave to happen. Whether the stuff is optics, military controlling it, whatever's happening, I don't think it's time yet for it. A red wave, I don't think, would get that much accomplished. Things just aren't bad enough to where people hate the Democrats yet. But they cheated. Like I said, probably it was more of a red wave. It was probably a red wave. They just cheated. They still cheat. The same machines, the same voting systems, the same ballots and stuff are still there. Okay, so the Arizona, Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake. Okay, so it's still not in yet, right? Or they're still not calling that yet, but Katie Hobbs did, Hobbs did have a really high lead, and then Lake really shrunk it. So, you know, that's cheating. They're having to find out how many more ballots they need to print, to win. So, but you know that there's obviously cheating going on there. And then you got Warnock and Walker in Georgia, that's having to go to a runoff. You know, it was a landslide for Walker, but Warnock cheated. So like I said, you can see it's just, it's really, really close there. Only like less than one point lead, or one percentage point away from each other. So those are just a few of kind of the big ones that people have been watching. There are more than that. Like I said, Ron Johnson held on to his seat, which is good, but I think I forgot to bring Fetterman up, but obviously Fetterman beat Dr. Oz. We know that was cheating there. So there's a lot of fraud that's been going, that's a lot of fraud that happened. We didn't see the red wave we thought we were going to, but I think a lot of us probably figured we weren't going to. Don't think it's time yet for a red wave. Like I said, I have no idea, who are pulling the strings, who's doing the optics, who's controlling the stuff. All I'm telling you guys is that it's, I don't think it's time yet for one, and I think we're obviously seeing that from this red wave that didn't happen. Now, something that's interesting, okay, and this is a little bit to Brazil, my last episode, what I talked about, but this might tie in a little bit to what we might see here. We're going to have to see what Brazil does. because they're already saying, you know, Brazilian leaders and military reportedly planning to release evidence of a corrupted election this week. Now, I know people just been tweeting this. I haven't been able to find articles confirming or denying it, so I'm not exactly for sure on that. But like, you can look down through here and see that some people have been reporting it. And like I said, these are the protests, which, I mean, you can tell, like, millions of people all across Brazil are protesting because they know Bolsonaro won. It was stolen from him. The deep state put Lula in, or whatever they call their deep state down there. It's all one and the same, really. But not exactly, but we're just going to have to keep an eye on watch what happens down there, because if the military comes in and oversees the results or whatever and says, hey, there was fraud here, we'll have to see what happens. The people are out in masses protesting because they know there was fraud there. So we'll have to just wait and see what happens there. But this was an as I was getting ready for today's episode, I found this correlation and I thought it was interesting, which I decided to put in the episode. Let's see, where's it at? Okay. So I saw this, Brazil conference in New York next week. Okay. And I guess from this guy, it says the Lula, Dilma, Temer, STF appointees with Lula advisors going to New York City, November 14th to 15th to present on liberty and democracy, which we know they cheated down there. So that's kind of, ironic. And that he makes the point that, it was planned months ago. How would they know Lula advisors would be coming? This stinks like commie. Yeah. Okay. That emoji. So we see that, and it's not so much the event that I find interesting. And this is just the actual article that explains a little bit more about it. They've changed the poster either from this to this or from this to this. So I'm not for sure which one is the updated version, but that's the Brazil conference that's happening. What I find interesting is you guys probably heard that Trump makes an announcement, right? It's good, but it's going to be November 15th. So, and that's going to be the last day the Brazil conference is on liberty and democracy in New York. So I find that, and no idea what the announcement's going to be. I would say expect anything. Don't go into it thinking he's going to announce running for president. I would put my chips that he is, but I'm just saying, guys, we are in a time right now. It is hard to tell which way is up, which way is down, which way is left, which way is right. It is a really crazy time. Anything can happen, is possible, and it's hard to trust anything. So, I mean, you guys have heard that out here from, like, Nino and Juan and people like that. So it's hard to trust anything, which it just makes sense. In war, fog of war, it's hard to tell what's what in the time. But Trump teases very big announcement on November 15th. So I don't know what Trump's announcement is going to be, but I find it interesting the date and time that it's happening is the last day that the Brazil Conference on Liberty and Democracy is going to be in New York. So, and with particularly with what we know that it's going on down there with the cheating and stuff, because Bolsonaro still has not conceded. He has indicated he's going to do the transfer of power, but he's not conceded, which sounds, like I said, very eerily similar to Trump in 2020. So we've seen all this fraud at home, particularly this election. We knew it happened last election. It's been happening a lot more elections than that. But the difference about this time is that people had their phones out. They were recording stuff. They were reporting people, poll workers, and places where some of them were getting kicked out. People knew to be on the lookout for fraud this time. They didn't last time. That's the difference. And the turnout of midterms this year, and this is just my commentary and what I've seen, the turnout of voters this year has been more than any midterm. I don't know if in history, but it's very much. It looked like a presidential election. I mean, people lining up all day. There were lines out the door of the places in our town and the surrounding areas all throughout the day when we were out. So it's done good because it's gotten a fire kind of under people's keisters to actually get out and do something because they don't like what's happening. So that's a good thing. So whoever's pulling the strings here, it did that. It got people energized. And on Friday, because I'm going to be watching Tucker and Jesse, you know, over the next few days. So on Friday, I'll be able to probably let you guys know if any of you that, you know, don't watch Fox won't hear it. But what Tucker and Jesse are saying about it, because they've already been saying, caveating it, Kavion and Carrie Lake winning with if it is a free and fair election, Carrie Lake will win. So by default, that means if she doesn't win, it wasn't a free and fair election, meaning there was cheating. So I'm interested this evening and then over the next few days to see what they say about this, because there were irregularities with the voting machines. I mean, there was just chaos, particularly in Arizona, in these counties, just chaos. And there was weird stuff going on. I saw a picture that a family member of mine who never gets involved with politics, doesn't believe in the stuff that, you know, I do, never gets involved in politics, but went to the polls yesterday and saw that one of the forms of ID you could present is just that if you knew one of the poll workers, like it said, you know, a credit card can be a form of ID, even though anybody can have a credit card. You can have stolen somebody's like credit card and then use it. So credit card was like one. It was like way more than just the state issued like a voter registration, not registration. What am I trying to think of? Like a driver's license. That's what I was trying to think of. I couldn't think of the word. But at the bottom, it said that also a form of verification for you is that if you're an acquaintance of one of the poll workers, and this person sent the picture and was like, "Are you serious?" And they actually kind of got upset at it. And this is a person who, like I said, is apolitical, doesn't really get involved, is a conservative, but is a conservative Republican, but doesn't really get involved with conspiracy stuff, voter fraud, et cetera, et cetera. And they were even upset. So, and if this person is upset, I'd say a lot more people who usually aren't that political are upset by a lot of this stuff too, because they're like, this is ridiculous. This is ripe for fraud. So it's getting the word out that there is fraud and people are starting to wake up to that, which is a really good thing for our side. And I think for this whole plan agenda thing, you got to get people woken up to this fact, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens with the Senate and the House and who ends up retaining control of both of them. If I had to guess, I would say probably the House is going to go to Republicans and then the Senate will probably remain Democrat. Maybe like a slow transition over to red. So we'll just have to see. But I think the next big event is probably what Trump's announcement is going to be. His last rally, I will say the one he did on Monday night in Dayton, he played some songs that he normally doesn't. And one of them was, it's not I'm Still Running. It was, I forget what the name of the other song is, but it's another one that was really in a lot of the Q videos that you would see. And even the people on Right Side Broadcasting were reporting that, hey, these are kind of weird songs. These are songs that we don't usually hear at Trump rallies. And I don't think they even realized what they were saying. But my dad and I were watching and we kind of looked at each other and we're like, oh, we know. So there's just a lot of stuff going on right now. So everybody, you know, just be vigilant. Just keep doing what you're doing, whether this is going to be a shorter game, like it's going to happen in the next few months, or whether it's going to be a longer game, like 2024, just keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the holidays as they come up, eat some Christmas cookies and enjoy decorating for the holidays. Like for Christmas, and then enjoy Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade, which I'm really excited about. That's my favorite part of Thanksgiving, and the Purina Dog Show. I do like watching that. I always vote for the Border Collie because my dog Katie, you guys sometimes see her in the camera laying on my bed. She's a Border Collie, so she's always the one we vote for. But just everybody remain calm. It's okay. Like there's a lot of stuff going on right now, so just enjoy the holidays. Enjoy time with your families. We'll keep vigilant, you know, keep an eye on stuff, but don't spend all your time on this stuff, really. Watching all the Patriot videos or stuff. I mean, if it helps encourage you, great. But if you don't have the time, it's okay, because there's not really anything new out here. Don't think there's going to be for a while. So, but we'll just have to see what happens. But that's what we've been doing the last few years. So that's what we've been doing for a while. So love all you guys. And remember to stay encouraged. Love each other. Make sure to do that. Don't start the infighting. Love each other. And to keep calm and patriot on. See you guys on Friday.
I'm John Hart with Holy Hydrogen. We developed the Lourdes HydroFix Premium Edition so that we can provide into the marketplace a machine that makes pure hydrogen both in water and in gas.
But my wife and I have said to people, hydrogen needs to be a part of your daily life. This is going in my body. This is going in our home. This is going in our office.
So I want to do what I can now to make my body nice and healthy.
The data seems to be fairly clear that hydrogen has a dramatic effect increasing and benefiting the health of all who take it on multiple levels.
Visit holyhydrogen.com to learn more and to order your own Lourdes Hydrofix Premium Edition.